Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Mexico's security minister said that 9 people from one American family ambushed and killed by drug cartel members in northern Mexico could have been mistaken for a rival cartel in the area. 3 mothers and at least 6 children were killed. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Mexico City. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Robin.
Boy, what a horror. You know, some children escaped, were missing.
Yeah.
These were members of the LeBaron family decades ago. They split off from the Mormon church when the church moved away from polygamy. Their deaths reverberating through Utah and other states where they had family. But you've been focusing on what this says about the cartels. What do we know about the claim this might have been a mistake?
Well, all we know is what Mexico's head of security said this morning at an early morning press conference. He gave a timeline of events. It wasn't a very detailed one, but said that it was yesterday around 1 o'clock when these 3 women driving in 3 different vehicles with their 14 children set out from a rural town in Chihuahua, Mexico. They were traveling to another rural town in the neighboring state of Sonora, and both of these northern Mexican states border the U.S. One of the vehicles came under fire. The government said the vehicle was ambushed by an armed gang. That vehicle was incinerated, and in that car was one woman and 4 of her children, including months-old twins. Mm-hmm. As for the other cars, they didn't get very far. They, too, were shot upon, and the other 2 women and the other dead were in those cars. Several of the children, as you said, were hiding for a while before they were saved, and there was one child that had gone missing, but relatives say has now been found.
Good. Well, look, we're reading reports that 2 members of this family were killed about a decade ago because they were speaking out against the drug cartel. So there is, of course, a chance that could be the case here. Relatives in the U.S. are active on social media. They're trying to get answers. But meanwhile, this was about 100 miles south of the border with Arizona. Talk more about the violence in this region.
It is a very conflictive region. Drug gangs are battling for territory. This is a lucrative smuggling route to the U.S. The Mexican president today in his morning press conference didn't want to speculate about the motives, but as he said, the security chief said that it looks like they were mistaken by rival drug gangs. And then the attorney general of the state of Chihuahua spoke to local reporters earlier today, too, and he named a specific group that was possibly involved, and he's cited multiple past confrontations in this area for these smuggling routes. And he's pointing to a subgroup of the Sinaloa cartel.
Yeah. Well, Mexico's president has been under a lot of criticism for not directly attacking these gangs, despite there have been other high-profile killings in the country. 14 police killed recently. A captured cartel member had to be released when other police holding him came under attack. So what's been reaction to the slaughter of this family?
Well, it is going to put the president under even more criticism and more scrutiny because of his non-interventionist, non-aggressive strategy toward the drug gangs. A lot of people say he doesn't have a strategy at all. You pointed to the attacks last month in Culiacán, Sinaloa, where they actually apprehended then released one of the sons of El Chapo Guzman. The president says he will not continue with the same misguided and failed policies of going after drug kingpins. And what he says is just fighting fire with fire. And he said yesterday's events, the massacre of this extended family, is lamentable, but he will not retreat from his strategy. So we're going to hear a lot more about that.
Well, and President Trump tweeted out, we need to wage war on the drug cartels. But Mexico's president said in a news conference, the worst thing you can have is war. It sounds like at least in some places, they already have it. NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.